I'm a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey? The game is cold, but
it's crazy. And don't you ever forget, you're free to do what we tell you.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
Looks like you found yourself listening to Pass the Gravy again.
Episode 74.
The 74th.
74th.
And a 75-part series.
So we're stopping at 75?
Unless we have bonus episodes.
Oh, there you go.
Which we will.
Absolutely. You gotta stay tuned.
If we get renewed for a second season.
Oh, that's right. The execs gotta renew our contract.
Yeah, we're under, I guess it's sweeps week.
Yeah, exactly.
They have.
Yeah, we could renegotiate our contracts, get some more money.
Make more of that money we don't make.
Exactly. That's all good, though.
Yeah.
What's up, Cole?
This Cole's just not going to talk to us today.
I'm working on something, guys.
You don't have to talk
into the microphone.
If you just talk right into,
just talk like we're having dinner.
Yeah, we were just talking like we were having a conversation. You could do that.
Don't have to lean forward. I'm really into something, guys. You're gonna. What are you into? I'm just reading an article.
About
you decided to read an article as we start.
It was sent to me.
What was it about? What's the headline?
It's about why Step Brothers is the funniest movie of all
time.
Shut
the fuck up. Seriously, what's the headline?
Flashback: the unedited Boats and Hoes video from Step Brothers.
Really?
Interesting.
I guess. I mean, that's what I was reading about.
And it has a link to the video?
I mean, I'm on the videos.
Oh.
YouTube right now. Oh, Rolling Stone, actually.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to, Cole? Other than ignoring us and reading articles during the podcast.
I don't know. I mean, what do you mean, what have I been up to? Like, I mean, I've been up to a lot of things.
Yeah.
It's a very,
fill us in on your
very existential question to ask me. What does it all mean? Where have I been? Where am I going?
What the fuck are you doing?
Are you saying like a general right now, or are you just saying
philosophizing
what's
now?
New, man? All right, fuck it. Alex, what have you been up to, man?
Just working.
Yeah.
I got to go to some baseball games this weekend.
Very nice. Who'd you see?
Saw the Yankees and the Astros.
The Yankees or the Astros and the Yankees?
Yankees and the Astros.
The Yankees beat the Astros.
They split a four-game series.
Oh, the four-game series?
Yes.
Well, good on the Astros. Who'd you go with?
I went with my girlfriend, with an old roommate, with my brother, uncle, and dad.
Joe Torre?
I did go with Joe Torre one time, but...
Who's Joe Torre?
The former Yankees manager.
Oh, former Dodgers manager.
Also Dodgers manager, yeah, and Cardinals manager.
Yeah.
But mostly known for winning championships with the Yankees.
He won like four.
Yes, he did. He had a hell of a team.
Good on him.
They were great. Bernie Williams... Moises Alou.
Oh, yeah.
Paul O'Neill.
Oh,
Chuck Knobloch.
Oh, yeah. Those
Mariano
guys.
Rivera. Andy Pettit.
Aaron Boone.
Mike Mussina.
All the greats.
Derek Jeter.
Jorge.
Jeter.
Jorge Posada.
Jorge Posada.
They were great. I mean, seriously, the late 90s Yankees, like, holy shit.
I think that could have been the best
base.
The 98 Yankees?
So good.
I think that could have been the best team ever.
I was so into it. I hated the Yankees so much, but I loved watching them. I mean,
and like all of those, like everybody said that they bought players, and they did by some people, but like that core four of like Jeter, Pettit, Rivera, and Posada, all of them
classy
were
dudes.
Like homegrown talent.
Classy dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, you
they're
can't deny that.
I mean, I think Pettit got traded to him at some point in the minors, but still.
That's like the antithesis of like a classy sports organization, like the way to like run like a franchise.
All they do is win.
Well, yeah, and they did it in the right way. They never got busted for cheating. I mean, they may have done steroids.
They had A-Rod, but...
That's cool, though, that the Yankees came to town. It's always like an event whenever the Yankees came to town.
Well, A-Rod got booed every single time.
Of course.
He had to play. I cheered for him.
I'm sure you did.
I've forgiven him.
I wish the Red Sox would come to town. They're playing them next week, or...
Are they really? Are you a Red Sox fan? See, that's who I like, are the Red Sox.
Yeah, well, my grandfather was a Red Sox fan.
Was he a
Boston
Red Sox?
Boston, yeah.
He played for him?
No.
Oh,
from
Boston. Holy shit.
No.
I like them.
That Italian guy.
I like the Red Sox because of the 2003 ALCS. That's why I brought up Aaron Boone, is because I think it was the year before they went down, the Yankees went down 3-1. So this was 2003.
Yankees went down 3-1 in the ALCS. Or no, 3-0 in the ALCS, and they came back and won four games. That's the first time that's ever been done.
And then the next year, four in a row was done again.
Right.
It was to a 3-0.
Right, but the year I'm talking about is, like, I remember watching this game, and it was going into, like, extra innings, and I was in, like, 10th grade. And
Boone
just jacked. And I remember just being like, oh, my God. Because
they lost. They lost that season. Then it was the Marlins.
Marlins. Mm.
Josh Beckett shut them
down.
Was
that 2003? Yeah, it was 2003.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they had Dontrell Willis, the Marlins.
The D-train, and then he just fell off the wagon after that.
Dude, it's funny because I know people don't think of me as a sports guy, but, like, I have this really, like, crazy backlog of memory of sports like them. And sometimes people are like, oh, my God.
Well, like, you're always going to remember historic teams. Like, tell me, like, you can't tell me you don't remember the Miami Hurricanes back in, like, the, was it 2002?
With Ken Dorsey?
2002, Ken Dorsey. And they had, that was the best
Willis
college
McGahee.
Football team ever. Willis McGahee, Clinton Portis, Andre Johnson, Jeremy Shockey.
Right.
Was Ed Reed? Was Ed Reed on there?
Ed Reed was on there, yeah. Yeah, I mean, you just remember these sort of things. Like, I don't know. Are you a big... You don't remember a lot of sports stuff, do you?
No. I smoke too much weed. I forget all
this. Oh, coming out right with it.
I remember my sports things. Like, my t-ball team went undefeated when I was six. My Pop Warner football team also went undefeated and won the Super Bowl.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
My high school team did awful. Didn't score a single touchdown my freshman year, the entire team.
Really?
Oh, we got our asses beat
shit.
Like 58-0 every single game. We were pretty bad in high school.
Those games even fun after, like, the second week of the season? You're just
like,
man, I don't even want to go.
Like, the third week of the season, we still haven't scored a touchdown.
What about, like, the last week of the season when you haven't scored a touchdown?
We still haven't scored. It's pretty fucking bad. I think we went, like, the first couple weeks without getting a first down.
Remember my,
we were bad. I mean, horrible.
My seventh grade football team, we only allowed one defensive touchdown. Or one touchdown on our defense. I was a quarterback.
Really?
We only allowed one the whole season. And it was a touchdown pass in junior high. Who fucking never threw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to the opposite side. So I was the corner that never got scored on that year.
That sucks. Like, teams run, like, 49 pitch and, like, 20.
Because in junior high, like, you don't have a quarterback that's
got
an arm to throw. And sometimes you do have a guy.
Can't get their hand around it.
Right. And I was a receiver and a cornerback, and receiver is just the most worthless position ever. It's like, do you like blocking? Because that's what you're going to be doing now.
Playing, like, in the outfield.
You're basically a linebacker. Or a lineman, I mean.
Right.
Yeah. You're a lineman that doesn't really do anything.
Do you guys remember at the top of the show when I was reading and I said, y'all asking me, like, what was up and, like, how.
Yeah, you're talking about Step Brothers?
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I apologize. That's just where the internet took me to at that point. But I do indeed have a bit of an anecdote.
What do you got?
Well, you know what I have. You were there.
What do you got?
Okay, so do you want me to just tell you, like, the outcome of the story? Or
yes.
Do you want me to, like...
Take us to the beginning.
So you don't want me to tell you what happened?
Then,
so,
okay, tell us what happened.
My apartment flooded.
All right.
Ooh. So do you want me to take you now back from the start?
Cole's
God almighty,
apartment
you would think you would know how to tell a story.
Well, Cole, where do you think you should best tell
No, I do, but I'm just saying, like,
start
I didn't know if you wanted the punchline, or you wanted me to be like, and my apartment flooded.
Lead up to the punchline.
No. Start from the end and work backwards.
Well, no, just start from the middle and then go to the beginning and then cut to the end.
That's weird because that's how I read really long articles on the internet. Like, I'll read it from the bottom. I'll read, like, the bottom graph and because I'm just like...
Why?
Because I'm so overwhelmed.
I always read the first, like, three or four paragraphs and then I'll skip and be like, how much longer is this fucking thing? And then, like, I'll skip and read, like, the bottom four or five paragraphs.
The bottom four or five don't really matter much because, like, in journalism they teach you an upside-down pyramid. Mm-hmm. Basically, you put all the good and juicy details up top.
Mm-hmm.
And then it gets smaller. And
well,
it's
you should
like,
know like the results.
Really,
at the
put
end,
all
right?
The juicy details in the headlines. Most people
right.
don't read the articles;
yeah.
they just
totally
skim the headlines.
Totally.
Did
totally.
Y'all know that the people who write the articles they don't write the headlines?
What?
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
So they have like a copy
job.
Editor that'll like,
yeah.
like. See, I don't work for like a like traditional newspaper. I just worked for like a publication, but so I didn't know that. I guess, but that's really interesting. But it makes sense because they have people who like. Think of like clickbait, probably like somebody who does like digital programming
right.
or something like that, or like
well,
a copy editor type.
Grab somebody's attention,
mm-hmm. right?
You know what I mean?
So anyway, my apartment flooded.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
man.
Back
that
to
was,
that.
That was actually funny.
Okay, so Friday after
you were there with them.
Yeah,
we saw went inside
right?
the world.
Whose story is this?
It's
well,
your
hold
story.
On, you're not opening up about it. Much,
it is
so
our story.
I'm gonna go to Chris.
Yeah. Okay. So
story
I'm gonna start, and feel free to chime in. Okay.
Oh, thank
just whenever.
You for your permission. I appreciate that, Grant.
but raise
thank
your hand.
You.
I am now the DM of this podcast.
The DM?
District manager?
Thank you for saying that, but dungeon master.
Oh my fucking god.
Okay.
All right, go on, Cole.
So, Friday my apartment flooded, and so Chris and I had been trying all last week. Had been like, I want to see Jurassic World. Take me to see Jurassic World.
I did not
know that was how it was saying
world. So we went to go see Jurassic World.
Take me to see Jurassic World. Fuck you.
Yeah, I was just like, I'll go see it again. So I could go into a lot of details about how I gamed the movie system and like how I got us into a really good screening, which I did.
Oh, any fucking 12-year-old could sneak us into a movie.
Yeah, but you were like, oh damn, good call.
I mean, I didn't know
that was a good call.
Yes, it was a good call.
And it was a bigger theater.
Sure.
And it was very empty, except for that those group of fucking people that were like...
The only time I care about being in an empty theater is when I'm getting my dick sucked, but go on.
Chris was, like, shushing people and started, like, a whole room of shushes.
Dude, that's my not cool, and I want to get to that a little early, real quick. It's not,
not cool yet.
No, it's not my not cool, but the people talking in the movie theaters, is that fucking ridiculous?
Yeah, I was annoyed, and I'd already seen the movie.
What were they doing?
Well, first of all, this Mexican family came in late, and I have
a... Whoa, buddy.
What?
Whoa.
They were Hispanic family.
Excuse me. Better than this day and age.
But
they're going to come after us.
The reason why I say Mexican family is because that means there's a lot of them. Like, it's not just a couple and maybe a kid. There was about 3 little kids with them, and I mean little kids, like 4-year-olds, right?
Jumping up and down the
stairs. Jumping up and down the stairs.
Like, literally, bunny hopping.
Jurassic
you
World.
Could say... Like Mexican jumping beans?
Oh!
Yeah, exactly. No, but this family was fucking making all this noise, and I shushed them as soon as they came in, and the dude, the father, immediately, obnoxiously shushed me back. Is this, like, what the fuck, man? Anyways, I'm sorry to interrupt.
No,
wait. So what, were they like that the whole movie?
Yeah, pretty much.
Why didn't you go grab somebody from the theater?
Because I'm not that kind of person.
Yeah, you should be. When it's an adult that's not even fucking controlling their kids or themselves, like, be like, hey, this is what happens, you fuck.
Well, it wasn't too intrusive.
Because he'd already seen the movie. I hadn't seen the movie.
It wasn't too intrusive, and I didn't want to get
up. It wasn't
outrageous. I could block him out. Plus, the movie was really loud.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And we were in, like, a premium theater.
Right.
So, we went to go see this movie Friday afternoon. And we get back to my place. And it's funny because...
we were at your place before.
We were at my place before. And then we were going back to get...
Everything was fine.
Everything was fine. And so...
Did you guys hold hands in the movie?
No, Chris had a lot of food.
Did you share popcorn?
I did have a lot of food.
I was reaching for that.
Chris had popcorn, like, sweet, some kind of gummy, sweet, sour thing.
Yeah, some kind of sour candy.
Chicken tenders, french fries, soda.
Fuck, dude, were you hungry?
And a hot dog, maybe?
No, I didn't have a hot dog, man. All right. Let's not be ridiculous.
Yeah, 6 sodas.
Jesus Christ.
Bag of peanuts.
All I ordered was a kid's meal, which was funny.
I wouldn't expect anything more from you, Cole.
And so we were walking out of the theater, and I was like, ooh, Ted 2 starting this. And I kind of looked at him, he's like, well, I haven't seen Ted 1. And I was like, okay. Well,
I have seen Ted 1.
Oh, okay.
Whatever, dude.
And so we didn't go see it, which is a good thing, because this would have sucked. So we get there, and I look down at my rug, which ties the room together nicely.
Yes, to steal a line from a movie.
In life, it really does tie rooms together quite well.
Is that Big Lebowski?
It was.
Yes.
Look at me knowing movies, huh?
Right.
Look at you. Yeah.
I'm like, man, my rug looks kind of weird. And so I went into my bathroom to use it to pee.
It doesn't matter what you were doing. You went to the bathroom.
To do private things.
Seriously.
That are nobody's
to beat
doing.
Off.
Beat off to a Rolling Stones magazine cover.
That's funny because my landlord...
How if I do that?
My landlord came yesterday, and I had it on... I have that on top of my... This Orange is the New Black Rolling Stone. It's like...
Uh-huh.
This sexy picture of Laura Prepon and Taylor Schilling.
How you say
it's actually
last
Laura
name.
Prepon.
Yeah, I thought it was
Prepon.
I thought it was Prepon.
I think it's Prep. I don't know.
I just call her Hot Donna. Isn't that what her name
Hot
is?
Donna? Hot Donna? Yeah, on the show. On that
I mean,
show.
When she's on the radio.
Oh, she was on the radio. I forgot about that.
Wasn't she an intern?
She was a disc jockey.
Yeah, but she was an intern.
Oh, on the show.
And now it's Hot Donna.
On that 70s show, she was...
No, but she was always Hot Donna. They always called her Hot
Donna.
And
then Eric was like, whoa.
Ooh.
She's getting a lot of attention.
Ooh.
DJ gig.
Speaking of Eric on that 70s show, we talked about this last week.
Oh, my God.
You know his name?
What? Do you like that we just...
His real name in real life is Topher.
Topher Grace?
Oh, my God.
It's not Christopher?
No, it's Topher. Well, I'm sure it is Christopher.
Right. Well, I knew that he was Topher Grace.
He goes by Topher.
Yeah, no, that's not like the new news.
I know it's not
Topher Grace has been around forever.
Listen, asshole. We were talking about Topher's last week.
We were. And so, it's funny because I have that magazine sitting on top of my toilet just because I was reading it.
And beaten off.
When I was using number 2. And
When you were using Naruto?
Mm-hmm. You were just using shit? You were just holding shit?
Yeah, really. Talk like
a... So I go in there to my bathroom.
It's going poo-poo.
I go in my bathroom and I notice that the nozzle, some nozzle or whatever, had like come loose. And I'd flushed it in the, you know, the water that fills up the tank. Just was spraying out of my toilet. And then just... Some reason,
like spraying up?
It was like spraying sideways, like perpendicular to my shower curtain. So it was just spraying. And I and there, someone put like a...
Wait a second. So the water wasn't coming from the toilet, from like the commode. It was coming from the back part?
Right.
Ooh, that's
I thought it was coming from like where you sit down.
Mm-mm. And so they that would have been worse, actually, because yeah, that would have been...
That would have been more water.
Yeah.
But anyways, so the apartment flooded.
Right, so the apartment flooded, but it really wasn't... Like, right. It was weird because it pooled all in like this... corner that was like the furthest corner away from the toilet.
The lowest is it?
It's the apartment is tilted.
It has to be tilted. Yeah.
Yeah. My kitchen is where my girlfriend spilled a wine bottle and all the wine went behind the refrigerator.
Oh,
wow. Yeah.
But like
advance everywhere for months. Oh.
No, we just had to pull the refrigerator out. It's gross.
It is. His name is Christopher. Christopher John Gray.
So his name is Christopher.
I mean, someone could be named Topher. But
well, hey, did y'all hear? Oh, I got a story after this. But go ahead, finish your story.
Why don't you tell us your story?
But see, now all the listeners are just looking forward to your story. And
hey,
don't
tell my story first.
The readers.
Yeah.
So it pools all in this.
Write down a story, though.
It pools all in this back corner, furthest away from my toilet, which was great because it didn't get my TV or any of that stuff wet, which was nice. But what it was, my Mac power adapter. What are you writing down?
Nothing, bro. Just tell your story.
Yeah.
My Mac power adapter was on the ground, and it had been submerged in water. So Chris is like, all right, dude.
That was the only loss. Of-
Chris had this really cool silver lining that, I mean, I don't really subscribe to, but it was still different. What did you say about, like...
Subscribe to? What the fuck?
Didn't subscribe to it. But, like, you said, I would rather one out of 100 times.
Oh, being- yes. I do say a lot of genius things every
genius,
now and then.
But-
oh, it was genius. No, but
Chris is pretty smart.
Yeah, seriously, don't fucking rant on my parade. What was I saying? Cool, I forget.
You said I would rather one time coming home rather than one time out of 99 be a different and have.
Oh yeah, I was because you know you go to the movies all the time and you come home and you know
plop down,
watch TV or whatever and do whatever you do. So, you know, why not one time you come home and have something unexpected? Have your apartment flooded, have some gangbangers break in and take a shit on your rug. Or
I don't know if that would be a good thing.
Well, I mean, it would be a good thing, but something different. Just, you know, just mixing up a bit.
So,
right?
We go and get a...
No?
Maybe not.
We go get a mop and bucket and clean it up or whatever. And
like a gay couple.
It ended up being fine. Chris stuck around.
Buying cleaning products.
It ended up being fine, but like, my charger was ruined. And so I was like, damn it, that's another $80 because I just had to go get a new one like 4 months ago.
Oh, it sucks, dude. God, that's how Apple makes so much money.
And so what I did, I went to Best Buy Saturday morning and I bought one. I spent the $80. I bought it. 6 hours later, I stuck my one that was ruined inside that box.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't return that shit. And
very good.
I got a free charger.
Nicely done. I wish I could have done that when mine broke. When mine broke, it like fucking tore apart.
Like the, was it
like,
the cable
yeah,
thing
the
came
cable
out?
Thing.
Yeah.
I just pointed to your charger. No, it's great for a podcast. But yeah, the cable just fucking broke. Anyways.
So that's pretty much it.
No, it wasn't that bad though. I mean,
but it wasn't. It was a pain
was
in the ass.
It was a pain in the ass. You had to fucking move your couch. And did you wash your rugs and everything?
I didn't wash them.
What did you... dry them out and everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
I let them sit outside and it was sunny and everything like that, so it wasn't...
Yeah. So, we were just mopping up his shit. Literally.
You just shit all over
the floor. I don't have carpet. My whole entire...
You didn't point out the fact that the water was brown and yellow that we were cleaning up.
No, it wasn't. It was clear.
No,
that would have been gross.
That would have been disgusting.
But, like, I called my...
Not have helped
I probably would have chunked the deuce and
but,
head
well,
right out.
Well, it sucks for you to go home.
Yeah, but man. I called my landlord, and he was like...
Is your landlord pretty cool?
He was super cool, but he was like...
He was out of town, wasn't he?
He was out of town, and he sounded, like, freaked out, like, holy shit, like... You know, an apartment flooded, one of my units flooded, like, I'm screwed. Like,
so it's not like a regular occurrence, you say?
Right, no, but above me, it's weird because, like, my apartment's like a little cottage, but, like, above me, there's, like, water damage, so I think maybe there's some sort of, like, water problem going on in the apartment, and I hope he gets it figured out, because my ceiling fan shorted it out the other day, And I was like, okay, that means, like, I turned on my ceiling fan and just goes,
damn.
And so that means there's water up there, up on my ceiling.
Maybe they were having the same issue that you were having.
Mm-hmm. I have no clue. I mean, mine was just the valve came loose. So it was just like, so he came in and redid the plumbing on the inside. And
I was thinking about looking at your apartments. So
we should. They're great.
Oh, except for when they flood.
Too, really.
They're great. But anyway, that's my thing. So.
Well, there you go. So is that your not cool?
No, I have a few not cools. One of them is a good old trip back down to my bitchy neighbor who I really pissed off at.
Oh, that
can't wait.
She ruined my day yesterday, and I hate it that I can
look
people
do you know her name?
No, I thought about looking it up, but.
Well, gang, that'll be in our next segment.
Yeah, seriously.
So, I'm done talking.
Oh, yeah, next story. What were we talking about?
I said I'm done talking.
Alrighty.
Good for you.
Finally.
Jesus. It's not a story that happened to me, it's just a story I saw today. God damn it, I can't even remember the restaurant. But some restaurant is offering its customers $10,000 to name their kid Quinoa. Yeah, Quinoa. And if they name their kid Quinoa and show them the birth certificate, then they get a $10,000 gift card to a...
Just to the restaurant?
To that restaurant, I think, yeah. But yeah, would you name your kid Quinoa for
no.
$10,000 for food?
Not, like, if they were going to give you $10,000 cash,
you'd
I'd think about it because you can change their name.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, you already gave us the gift card, or you already gave us the money. Fuck it, I'll wait a year. Between the age of 0 and 1, you don't know what your name is.
Have you all ever had quinoa?
No.
Oh, it's awful.
No.
It is awful.
I thought you were about to say you loved it.
Oh, hell no. Do I look
like
a kind of person?
Well, you looked like you were about to be like, it's actually great.
I was at one of my girlfriend's house, like, the first time eating family dinner with them, and their mom served quinoa. Her mom served quinoa, and, you know, when you're there, you can't fucking... turn down something that their parents.
Oh, you can. Oh, you can.
I mean, I know you would because you're a picky eater. Like, I don't want that. I don't eat that.
What's wrong with that?
That's just kind of rude, I think. When somebody gives you something, you say, okay, thank you, and you take it.
At least move it around on your plate.
Yeah, at least act like you like it or something. But anyway, she gave me this quinoa and a whole bunch of cherry tomatoes and. Oh, I fucking hate tomatoes.
Yeah, me
and,
too.
Oh,
why? Cherry tomatoes are the shit.
No, I don't do cherry. I don't do any kind of tomatoes, actually.
I like tomato sauce.
Except for, like, on my
too.
Burger, I'll get a tomato just...
Ugh.
So it's like, you know, look at me. I'm having a tomato on my burger. I mean, kind of healthy.
Right.
But not really.
That's what I like to do, too.
Yeah, but, like, halfway through my burger, I'll kind of throw it to the side. But anyways, so her mom gave me...
I throw it on
the
windows. See if it'll slide down.
Like on Billy Madison.
Yeah.
That's the pickles.
Well, you can do it with tomatoes, too.
Yeah, you can. You can do it with pretty much anything.
Anything that's slimy and or sticky.
Exactly.
I also ejaculate onto most restaurant windows when I'm done eating, just to say, hey, fuck off.
Is this the
tip, right?
Yeah, yeah, I tipped you. You got a wait staff.
Jesus.
I didn't know this is that kind of show.
It is
that kind of show. Welcome
oh, really?
To
when,
the gravy.
When didn't you realize that? Which one of the last episodes, like the last 73 episodes, have not given you that idea?
Really? I don't listen to them.
Come on, man. So anyway, she gives me the quinoa with the cherry tomatoes, and it's just a disgusting dish. And I'm forced to eat the entire thing, and ugh, it was just awful. And the girlfriend, she's like, I thought you don't like tomatoes. I'm like, no, I do. I didn't want to say I don't like tomatoes, because, you know, the mom's right there. And I'm like, oh, no, I like tomatoes. So she starts giving me all of her tomatoes. And it's just
a horrible
fucking experience.
That sucks.
So the quinoa, gross. Don't do it. And I haven't had kale yet, but I imagine it's the
same. Kale's not bad. I don't know. I do make kale
it's
with
a garnish, isn't it? Isn't it the garnish when you go to a salad bar? It's everything in between.
I don't know. I buy it frozen, and I usually just put it in the pan and put butter all over it. So it's probably
but
not
see,
as healthy.
If you have to put butter on something, or like cook it in butter, if you have to fry it, in
or
order to taste good, then it's not good.
Or whatever like
chicken.
To,
or okra.
Or chicken. Oh, okra is great.
Well, okra's pretty dope. Fried okra is pretty
yeah,
shit.
Fried okra is
yeah,
good.
That's
but like raw okra?
I don't know. I don't
not
really
so much.
Eat that much.
But baked chicken I can eat. Fried chicken I can also eat. But, you know, something that you only have to fry or salt or butter for it to taste good.
I wouldn't just eat kale by itself, like, but I would go and, I would make it with eggs in the morning. It's just like you chop up some scrambled eggs and then throw it in there and mix it up with them.
Oof, no, sir.
Do that, throw a little cheese in it.
Ugh. Just give me some bacon and some eggs, man.
Well, you had the bacon next to it,
some
so you
cheese.
Cancel out that you're eating shitty by eating bacon.
Speaking of breakfast, you know what I've been doing
I'm hungry
every
now.
Morning? I've been stopping at Whataburger and getting breakfast.
Because they got eggs back.
Oh, thank God they got the eggs back. They got the best breakfast.
And they've got the breast breakfast.
Can you tell you something that I do every morning?
They've just got breast breakfast.
The breast,
and
the
it's
breast
got boobs,
exactly.
And they just hang boobs out the window, and they're like, happy birthday!
It's so funny
like,
going
it's not
to
my
the
birthday, like, it sure feels like it.
It's so funny going to the Whataburger and, like, 3:30 in the morning because the employees that work overnight,
they don't give a fuck,
dude. They have their hairnet and their headphones in and just not giving
taking their time.
Oh, it's just...
You're like the only car in the drive-thru, and you wait like 15 minutes. What the fuck are we doing?
Good God. Those are the same goddamn people. Those are the same people that want $15 an hour for what they do.
Not Whataburger. It's McDonald's.
Well, it's every fast food employee. I was thinking about that when I was at Cane's. I bet you every fast food employee can make the case that they deserve more than what they're making.
I bet you every employee can make the case that they deserve more than what they're making.
A fast food employee, does a fast food employee really deserve more than $7.50 an hour? Absolutely not. But they'll think, oh, what I'm doing is worth, you know, $10 an hour at least.
Yeah, I think everybody thinks that about what they do, though.
They like to put themselves, you know, in higher regard than that.
I mean, I can give
a shit. You're really not that.
Give them $10 now. I don't give a shit.
No, Cole, you don't understand, though, what that would do.
Because if you give them $10 now, then you have to help everybody else's pay.
Exactly. That's fine. Help my pay.
Yeah, but then it's just... the whole idea of that is, like, a good thought. But, like, if everybody's getting paid more, that means that...
Then everything is going to
be fucking everything, and we're losing money.
For instance, the price of a burger would skyrocket if they come.
The burger's $15. Yeah, but then it's going to be more expensive.
Well, no. You can go to McDonald's and get a burger for $1.50, but if they had to pay the employees $50 an hour, $15 an hour, then the price would go up like $5.50 a burger or something.
Yeah, you know what I think is bullshit?
Yeah, but dude, McDonald's makes so much money anyway. It doesn't matter.
That's the worst argument.
Well, you guys make so much money. We're
a successful company that has a great business model. Like, you fucking work your way up in it.
Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, I guess.
People just don't have the drive to do shit. Like, you're like, well, I've been here for this long. I was like, yeah, but like, it's so like
they
make the case.
They say, you know, I can't feed my family on minimum wage. You're not supposed to feed your family on minimum wage. It's a part-time job at McDonald's or whatever.
Right. Work
at
other
for
parts.
High school kids. And that's for fucking, you know, old ladies to get out of their house.
I'm not saying that people aren't on hard times, but like, they're, like... If you're relying upon your part-time job, so like you only have one part-time job and you're not looking for anything else, like you don't need to be like, whoa, I need more money because of this. Yeah. It's like, no, maybe you need to make better decisions and manage your shit.
Right. Exactly.
And while we're on the topic of people thinking they should get paid more, I didn't talk about tipping last week, did I?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you did.
So it's going to turn into a Reservoir Dogs scene? You don't tip at all?
No. Oh. No. That's not going to turn into that. Just the posting of people saying, this is, like, I got stiffed on a tip. Always tip your waiters and waitresses.
Oh, and they'll, like, post a photo of it.
They feel entitled.
Isn't that bullshit, though? Yeah. Like, okay, and, like, first off, why is it my responsibility to pay your employees?
I told you.
I went to Jersey Mike's. They made me a sandwich yesterday, and it had on there 15% tip.
Yeah.
And a lot of times they'll sneak that on there, and then you still give them 10% or 15% off of what it is. So you really give them 30% because you were just not, like...
Right. This is going to tie into my not cool, so just keep going.
I tip the hell, man.
I try to. I do. If I get good service, I'll tip the fuck out of you.
Have y'all ever been a waiter?
No.
I've never been a waiter like... So I worked at a pizza place and I basically did waiting stuff, but I was more, I guess it was more busboying.
When you're a waiter, I
understand it though.
When you're a waiter and then you go back to a restaurant and see another waiter, you kind of feel bad for them.
When you see another waiter that sucks, like, do you feel bad if you don't give them as much of a tip? Because I don't ever stiff anybody.
The only time I stiff somebody, I don't really
stiff people.
What does stiff mean? Not tipping at all or just giving them a shitty tip?
Either or. I mean,
Never not tip.
I've given a zero.
Like for your traditional restaurant.
I've given like two times I've ever given a zero tip. And like a lot of, but I don't know, does it count?
But you're saying at your traditional restaurant, because I went to Jersey Mike's today and they just, you know, run you through, they build your sub.
Right.
But, and then they give you the credit card thing and it says tip, because you didn't wait on me.
No. If they're not coming to your table with a drink.
Okay, so you're saying in a traditional sense.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about a sit down, how can I get you drinks, can I get you something, appetizer, whatever. You gotta fucking wait on it.
So this is what you saw me looking on my phone probably, but I took this photo, let's see, January 27th, 2013. I keep all my photos on my phone on here. I took the snapshot of this Facebook status from this girl, and it said, thank you to Coach Bill So-and-so today for tipping me $10 on a $103 tab. Really appreciate you being such a jerk. And I wrote on there, maybe you didn't do a good job. You ever think about that?
It's a 10% tip, though. That's not bad.
$10.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, you may have only had...
Cause, like,
it may have just been two huge steaks, and you just walk away.
I think that people don't fucking get...
I mean, it could have been like a takeout order, and they didn't have to do anything.
Right.
But who cares, man? Remember the story a couple weeks ago? I forget which businessman it was, but it was a millionaire or billionaire.
Let's just say it's Peyton Manning.
No, it wasn't.
Because he did that too. And then the person got fired for posting the photo of it.
Good. Because I think that's kind of bad.
Yeah, I think so too. Anyway, sorry.
But anyways, I forget which businessman it is, but he's a billionaire, had a lot of money, and he didn't have any singles or tens or twenties. All he had was hundreds, so he didn't tip the valet guy. And it was all on video, and it was a huge deal because he got this billionaire. Why didn't he tip? You know, he's a stingy asshole.
Well, you know, I needed his $2 more than I needed anybody's $2.
Really? Dude had nothing but hundreds. Did you expect him to give you $100 for...
Like, were you parking his car worth $100?
It's like a Seinfeld episode.
Did they do a Seinfeld?
It sounds like
feels like George Costanza, I feel like, is in the room.
Well, why didn't they do the tip? Oh, you always do the tip, George.
So you're going to put it on there and expect me to do it? Oh, my God. But what is...
Do y'all think it's funny on Seinfeld that they're all Jewish and they're all cheap as shit?
That's why it's so funny.
I love it. It's brilliant. That show, like... I hate to say it, but I see a lot of myself in George Costanza, and it drives me insane.
Oh, I do, too.
You see, like, a lot of me in George Costanza?
I kind
of. I see a lot of George Costanza in you.
Yeah. Oh, and I hate that. Like, I'm not, like, I mean, it's obviously, like really...
Like, the way you get worked up about certain, like, sometimes, like, when I can see you getting worked up, I'm just like, oh, fucking, there's George Costanza right there. Like...
I see really mad. George Costanza and me too, like how he's always fucking this society that
we're living in. He's a little bit of George Costanza and everybody, which is why he was such a lovable character.
George Costanza really is kind of like he's a fucked up dude, but he's actually kind of a brilliant like person. Like,
what do you mean?
Just he's got a really like he's really passionate, but he just doesn't know how to handle like
situations.
He's all about self sabotage.
Oh, like the episode when they're in the Chinese restaurant, and he's waiting to use the payphone, and the lady walks up, like, "I've been waiting to use this payphone," and he's like, "We are supposed to be living in a society where people care about other people."
I watched that episode last night.
It's
on Hulu.
The funniest.
The whole series is on Hulu, and it has just been
I know. I've
been staying up so fucking late watching that show, dude. Oh my God, I stayed up so late last night. I'm like, I gotta go to bed. Okay, one more. It's just it's perfect.
Yeah,
it is.
You think it's the best sitcom?
I don't know, man. But I really love it. And I haven't seen all the episodes, and so I randomly started watching season 4, and then now I'm going back and just kind of
No, I watched it from the very beginning since it came out on Hulu.
I was about to say, you weren't born in 1989.
No, I was
too. What up?
Hello!
Oh,
what's
wrong?
Yeah, how's it feel not be alive at that
time? Where were we talking? We got off on something.
We're talking about tipping. Is it 15% is the appropriate? Because I hear sometimes, like, all the waiters on those things will tell you it's like 20%.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, I feel like you're a little bit biased because you just want us to pay you more. But, why, if I go to a steakhouse, like, the steaks are getting more expensive, but, like, if you bring me my food and refill my drink just like you would if I went to a burger joint that was charging me $10 for a burger as opposed to $30 for a steak, why should I have to tip you more just because of the food I paid?
It's implied because the restaurant is nicer.
It, honest to God, depends on how good the
server is.
Meant.
Right.
When I this past Sunday, I think it was, I went to Tradisaw Brazilian Steakhouse. And,
nice.
You know, they take care of you over there. That
Did you go with your folks?
No, with my brother. And
just y'all two?
Yeah, I'd never been in there. I didn't know what to expect.
Oh, wow.
But, dude,
two brothers can't go to a restaurant by themselves.
I don't know. It seemed like you said Sunday. It seemed like a family outing.
No, it was just me and my brother went to get some food.
Sunday fun day.
Exactly. And yeah, man, they come to your table constantly with meat and just constantly giving you steaks. So Bill came out to be like, I think $75, and I tipped him $25
because
they took care of me.
It was worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
They did their job and more.
Exactly. They made sure I didn't have an empty glass on the table,
it's
and
the
they made sure that
with,
I had what I wanted.
Yeah,
and the manager kept coming by and checking on us. He knew it was our first time. So, you know, it was a good experience, so I tipped him a little extra.
That's the same way with, like, bartenders. Like, if I go up to a bartender and, like, the second or third time I go to him, they're just like, oh, yeah, you want another whatever?
Uh-huh.
Like, and they know my drink or whatever, then yeah, all right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And if they actually talk to you and actually give it to you.
I don't really care. If they, like, if, they,
not
if
talk,
you're just giving
like,
my drink in, like, a timely fashion or whatever, and like, you don't look at me and then look at 15 other people and go to the hot chick at the bar because she's...
It's all about just a little,
like,
eye contact and a good personality. Like, it really
like, don't
is.
Be a dick and I'll fucking be cool to you.
Well, dude, man, god dang it, man. I really want to talk about what I was going to say with my not cool, but since we're on the topic.
Well, wait, Cole. For not cool.
Well, I know, but it has... I'm not going to do it now, but I'm just saying...
We can do not cool now. Why don't we just do it?
No.
Wait, why don't we do not cool now?
We're still going to talk about some other stuff, right?
We can do not cool, and then we can go into...
All right. We're still going to talk about some movies, and we're going to talk about some gay marriage, right?
Talk about the gay marriage, yeah, man.
Well, first off...
Oh, happy day!
You know what? I bet you the gays would also like...
Oh, what would they like?
a pair of MeUndies.
Does that?
No, they wouldn't.
Hey, MeUndies are for everyone.
Do they have a backflap?
MeUndies does not discriminate.
And then you can pull them down.
Yeah, you can pull them down, I guess.
God, y'all, why do y'all just all of a sudden assume that every gay guy wants something up his butt?
You know, I guess most gay guys don't even
don't
get up the butt.
Don't, and I learned that at a very young age.
How?
What do you mean how?
Like, there's got to be at least half of them.
Did you not hear what I said and none of you guys caught it? I said I learned that at a very young age, but it's because my friend's brother, my best friend growing up, his brother's gay.
Yeah.
His brother's gay, and I remember my friend Chris came in and was like, "Yeah, I was talking to my brother, and he told me that a lot of gay guys don't even like it at the butt."
No, dude.
And I was just floored by that. I was just like, "Well, then
gay guys aren't gay because they like it at the butt.
Right?
Gay guys are gay just because
they're attracted to guys.
Were born that way."
Yeah.
Do you think all gay guys? Every single one of them in the world was born gay.
Well, there's a movie called
You might be born that way, and you just don't realize it until a certain time.
Yeah, I believe that most people, like, most gay guys are born gay. But then I also think that
there's a lot of things
in our culture, like the TV shows that come on nowadays, are kind of making gay look cool.
Yeah.
So kids today, young kids.
Like, Orange is the New Black, every girl wants to go to prison so she can just les out.
I think some kids are saying or claiming that they're gay. They're not really.
Probably, I could see that.
Could you see that? I'm a small, tiny percentage. You know what I mean? They're just trying to be cool.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
Well, you know what? Cool. You know what is cool?
What's cool? I'm sorry, we got a little.
It's MeUndies.
Oh, MeUndies.
Because you spend 90% of your life in your underwear, and it gets old fast. You know that feeling of pulling up old, saggy underwear, and you need to know the feeling of wearing high-quality underwear that's 2 times softer than cotton. You need to know about MeUndies. It's the most comfortable underwear you're going to ever wear, and it's insane how good they make you feel.
Mm.
They fit perfectly, they don't ride up on you, and they literally pull moisture away from your skin to have
you feel.
How
do they do that?
Well, you see, I'm sweating like a sauna in here.
Sweating like a Chinese immigrant?
Sweating like a Chinese immigrant in here.
I don't know what that means.
I've never heard that either. But
it just came to me, man.
I'm sweating like a whore in church.
Sweating like a Chinese immigrant.
And I can just feel it, like they're wicking it away.
You say like a whore in church?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've heard that one before.
Yeah.
I'm wearing a pair right now, and I feel great. They have cool styles for both men and women, and they all look great. Ladies, check out the nice summer boy shorts.
Those are hot on the lady.
They're hot. Check out the photos at MeUndies.com. This quality of underwear would typically retail for 2 times the MeUndies price. No retail middleman means more savings for you. Here, I'll make it easy for you. Go to MeUndies.com and enter promo code PASS, that's P-A-S-S, to receive 20% off your first order and free shipping. Save even more when you buy a pack of them. They even guarantee your satisfaction or your first pair is free. MeUndies.com, promo code PASS.
Promo code PASS.
Now, it's time for Not Cool.
Wait, we're doing Not Cool?
Yeah. Cole, you want to lead us off?
Come on, man.
You've got like 5.
Yeah.
Cole's pretty irritated with this past week.
What do you guys want to hear first?
You told me you had a run-in with a barista.
Yeah, so we actually talked about the
run-ins with the barista.
So,
hold on, let me just preface this to our readers and listeners. We don't normally tell each other what the Not Cool is until we do it, because we don't want to, like, ruin it when it actually happens. So I'm like, what the fuck? That is cool. That's something that's, like, why are you upset about that? But Cole was so infuriated with this
that he had to, like, dude...
I've got, like, you were trying to be like, all right, we're going to leave it for the show, but, like, fuck this bitch.
What happened?
Okay.
Tell us.
So, I was already fuming yesterday because of my neighbor. I had a dog in my apartment that wasn't mine. Like, I was, like, just watching it for somebody.
Okay.
And it tried to run out of my apartment, okay?
Oh, my God, that happened to me and I already told you.
Yeah, we talked about it. And tried to run out of my apartment. He's a little dog. And so I grabbed him, like, scared. It was just like an instinctual, like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
So I grabbed this dog, and it yelps. And because it hurt or whatever.
Startled
it, whatever. And this lady, who's my neighbor, is always chiming in about my dog, which is like, is totally not cool. Like, do not insult my dog, for one. Like,
like telling parents how to raise their kids.
I will fuck you up. Not physically, but, like, I will verbally
I'll punch you right in the oves.
I won't... threaten or touch anyone, but I'm just saying, it really gets under my skin. I kicked out someone in my apartment one time in college for saying my dog was ugly. I was like, get out now. No, seriously, get out.
I would.
Because they called your dog.
You're in my apartment. Like, don't, you don't like my fucking dog. She's the one that lives here. Yeah. Fuck you, get out. If you don't give a shit enough to say that. So she said, about 50 feet down the sidewalk. That's not good. I do not like the way you touch that dog. And I was like, he was running away. And she's like a ninja.
Does she have a dog?
No, she sneaks up on me all the time.
She has no dog, but she's gonna just tell everyone to raise there.
I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know if I should call my landlord. Like, hey, like, who is this lady?
Well, take a shit on her front door.
Before I flip out on her and say, oh fuck you, then what if my landlord's like, oh, that's my
fat
aunt.
Loogie across
the. Who cares? Tell her to go fuck herself. What's she gonna do? Tell her? Like, you can't
cuss her out, man.
If she quit sneaking up on me and like.
This is what you do. This is what you do, Cole. You say, listen, bitch, this is not your dog. This is my dog. Mind your goddamn
business. No, you say, bet you worry about your own
ass. Exactly. She rip a page out of the Alex Middleton.
She gets mad.
Worry about your own self.
She gets mad because I don't always carry bags with me, but if my dog takes a dump, I can go inside,
get
a bag.
You tell her, if you don't stop worrying about my dog, I'm going to take a bag and put it over your face.
I'm going to put every dog shit on
that.
Your dog.
Why can't you say that?
Because that's a threat. I don't mean
it's a threat.
Not if you don't have all the threats, just scare her.
Exactly.
I'm not going to say stuff like that.
But she tells the landlord,
I'm not
going to
say that.
If she tells the landlord you said that, you don't do anything, he's going to be like, did you say that? Like, nope, I didn't. Say that. Cool, she's lying.
Not,
she's fucking crazy.
High school. It's not like, you know, the landlord's going to sit you down in his office and like, let's work out these problems with y'all.
Right.
Like,
I'm going to write you up. Son.
Yeah, seriously. I'm not going to write you a citation.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, she catches me off guard, so I'd never have a chance to, like,
man, raise your
super glue. Put super glue in her keyhole.
That would actually be really smart.
Stuff a potato up her muffler.
We did that to an RA my freshman year. She was a cunt.
So, my not cool. So, anyway, I was pissed off.
She couldn't get in her room late.
I was like,
and it was awesome.
Yeah. I was thinking to myself, like, oh, I got some work to do. I got some stuff to write. I'm going to go to the coffee shop and go get some tea.
Oh, my God.
So
you're going to go to the coffee shop to get tea?
Well, I love this coffee
shop. Why
don't
you go to the tea shop?
This is a great coffee shop here.
Are you the
Houston.
Guy that works at the coffee shop?
I don't work at a coffee shop.
Like, do you work
what I mean,
at
like, you do your work at a coffee shop?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. To get out of the house, it's nice. I mean, if you work from home a lot, like.
You kick your feet up on the.
Yeah, I mean, this place is really cool, and so.
Okay. What's it called?
I mean, Agora. It's called Agora.
Agoraphobia.
It's really good. That's a great song by Incubus, by the way. So I went there, and, like, granted, I was already a little tense, a little pissed off, a little heated. Probably didn't have the nicest attitude, but I go up there, and I was like, yeah, can I have a blackberry tea, please? And, it was fantastic tea.
Okay.
To say. And so she said, your total's $3.25. I was like, all I have is $3 cash. I was like, here's my card. She's like, well, we have a card minimum. And so that's what my not cool is. It's 2015. Like, really, a card minimum? I get that you're a local business and it costs money to run it, but...
Okay, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like...
Is that the only reason they do that?
It costs a certain amount to connect to some kind of database.
I had a similar thing this weekend when I was at a bar and the card minimum was 20. And I was like, what the fuck? And I spent, like, 19-something.
Yeah.
And, like, I was like, all right, can I just tip you to, like, that?
I was just like, what? I was like, she's like, well, do you want to leave it open? And like, I was probably didn't have like the best attitude.
Leave a tab open at a fucking coffee shop.
Like,
yeah,
no,
I get six more. No,
I was like, no, I just
up tonight.
I just want that they do sell beer there, but
they do.
Okay.
I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And so then she charged me $5.50. I was like, what? Your card minimum is $5.50. I was like, my receipt says $4, and she wasn't answering me, and she looked me right in the eye and then rolled my eyes. And I said, what's your problem?
She rolled your eyes?
She rolled her eyes.
She reached over, put her
eyes. There was like a line of people, and I felt kind of like, it was kind of liberating just to like look at her and be like, what's your problem? She's like, you're over here freaking out.
I bet you were freaking out.
I was not freaking out.
You were probably freaking out.
No. I was like,
Cole, if I know you, you were freaking out.
I was not freaking out.
I'm just fucking with you. Okay.
He was freaking out in his head, but you probably like see that he was freaking out.
Sometimes,
but, like, what the fuck?
Exactly.
I can be really biting and really like.
Oh, I know.
I can bring it. So I told her, I was like, I'm not freaking out. Freaking out would be if I got on your couch and went all Tom Cruise in front of everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Right now, I'm just like trying to have a conversation.
You're causing a minor scene.
Like,
people are looking over. their shoulders, but they're not doing the.
I was just being a little. Yeah. I was just being a little catty. I did not raise my voice.
You were being catty. Okay.
I was
catty Cole.
I was just like. I was
somebody's
just,
got a new nickname.
I was just getting. I was just asking her. We had a disagreement, and she would not like. She was feeling like she's being very passive aggressive, and I was just being. And I've worked tons of like service jobs. Like,
yeah, if you're doing service jobs, you gotta learn the art of passive aggressiveness. Because if you just go off on people, you're
well. She didn't need to go off of me. She should have just said like, I don't know. I just didn't. I was in the dark. She should have said, okay, well, this is it. We just had a bad misunderstanding. But it's like just these card minimums. I'm like, dude, it's 2015.
Don't
like,
worry. She has a smaller brain than you because she's a woman.
You were getting all worked up over like $1.50.
Well, I was getting worked up because of the.
When does it end, Chris?
No.
Well, the thing was, is like back to tipping, is I had these dollars in my pot. I was going to give her, like, a couple bucks.
Yeah.
Like, as a tip for making my tea, because I was like, okay. Like
putting hot water in a cup and.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, okay, I'm having a bad day. I think that will make me genuinely feel good about myself, like, if I give her a nice tip. Like, for example, there was this guy, and I had a pack of crackers. He was standing on the side of the road. He said, hungry.
Whoa,
and I
whoa, whoa. Hey, say you were hanging out with your white friends.
Homeless?
You were hanging with your white friends.
Yeah. What did I say?
You said you were with a pack of crackers.
Oh, my.
Usually I'm with a pack of crackers. Or a one-man cracker, because that's me.
Yeah.
So anyway, it just sucked, man. It was just a bad Monday. Hashtag Monday's grr.
Kind of okay, thing. Garfield.
Pretty much. I was Garfielding it up yesterday. But yeah. So that was
actually not cool.
You had a couple more, didn't you?
Well, no, that and the lady, like,
you know, okay, yeah,
and plus your partner.
Yeah, that's
damn cool. You had a not cool.
Not week. Your best.
Dude,
week.
I've had a lot of bad luck. Like
ideal.
Death,
you were
death in the
last week too, man.
Death in the family.
Kind of,
like, me and the girlfriend broke up. Grandma has breast cancer.
Well, I'm sorry, but
dude, it's just like I don't know, but I still find ways to like be.
So
like,
that's why you have one of those big blue. Pink ribbons on your shirt.
No, I don't. Oh. You said blue. You gave it away. My shirt's blue. All
right, shut up.
So anyway, that's my not cool, and I'm dropping the mic, and I'm out of here.
Shut up. Alex, what's your not cool?
My not cool is the older people that just think that, like I'm 26,
uh-huh.
So I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I would like to be considered as an adult. I'm not saying that, like, I should have seniority over you or anything, but, like, don't act like I'm a fucking kid.
Right.
I went to that baseball game this weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I think it was Friday, and I was with my girlfriend, so I was like, hey, I'm going to go get us some more beers. And I walked up to the thing, waited in line, and was like, hey, can I just get two Bud Lights? And they're like, oh, hey, baby, we're out of Bud Lights that are cold. We just put some new ones in there, but they're still not cold yet. I was like, all right, well, what do you have that is cold? And after, like, all that was said was exactly what I just told you. And after the 10 seconds of interaction, maybe, that I had, this guy behind me goes, look, this is a high school, it's time to make a decision.
What do you mean?
Right, like, I guess, like, he heard, like, I was like, well, okay, well.
Do people traditionally not make decisions in high school?
Well, I don't know. I have no clue. I think he was just trying, like, oh, this young kid doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I hate that.
I could also tell, like, I was wearing a Yankees shirt at an Astros game, so I could also tell he was like, oh, I'm just going to give this guy some shit. Because I don't agree with his team affiliation.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that's what he was. But like, I turned around and gave him the whole look like, bitch, like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't say anything, just turned around like, hey, I heard that. Shut the fuck up. And then I was like, well, what do you have that is cold? And she said, oh, we got this, and I was like, all right, well, I'll take a Budweiser. And he was like, let's move it along here.
Jesus,
like,
guy.
So we're still less than a minute into me standing there. And,
right.
Like, you've stood in lines before, and you have the guy that takes 45 minutes to do anything.
I stand in lines all the time. I'm a pro at standing.
Right, but, like, there's people that take forever at lines. And I like to think of myself, like I go in there, I know what I'm doing when I go in there, get my shit done, get out, so I don't hold up the line. I wasn't holding up the line. And so the guy says, let's move it along.
Fucking ass.
And I turned around and just was... Put my hand gently on his shoulder, smiled at him, and said, nobody likes an asshole, buddy. Nobody
yeah.
likes an asshole.
Justice.
And his wife kind of chuckled,
yeah.
And you could tell he was embarrassed.
His pride was hurt.
Yeah, it's like where you're like, oh, I'm going to show this guy, and then he kind of calls you out on it, and it's like, ooh, you were being a dick.
All right.
You were being a dick. I felt like he was angry. I
wonder what he was expecting from you. Was he, like, expecting
like,
you to apologize, or, like...
Oh, I wasn't going to do shit. But then I proceeded to then take my sweet ass time.
Sure
I switched the beer. You know, I might go with a Stella.
Yeah.
You know, no.
Forget about beer altogether. I'm thinking about more of a soda now.
Do you have any liquor?
Yeah, do you have any liquor?
Or you got popcorn back?
That's the thing. It pisses me off, dude. And I think that's why that lady pops off me, because I wear, like, backwards caps and tank tops and cut-off shorts.
These heathen kids don't know anything. They don't have no respect.
And then millennials just...
So I'm paying my bills.
I'm paying my bills. Like, what, do you just think I'm just some, like, slapdick walking around here, like, not knowing, like, what the fuck, not knowing from my ass, from my head, or whatever? Like,
yeah.
I hate that. Like, look, like, I'm capable of ordering a beer.
Like, I'm acting childish, if I was taking 5 minutes in the line to find out what beer I wanted, if I walked up and was like, what kinds of beers are there? I don't know. Like, I asked for a beer. They said that beer was not cold. I said, well, what is cold? They told me the answers. I said one, and I moved along.
Right.
And I mean, I took longer because he was being a dick.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. Just fucking show some respect.
There you go.
Chris?
Rumor on the street is Chris doesn't have a not cool.
You don't have a not cool?
If I ever come to this podcast...
That's only cool.
If I ever sat on to this table and not have a not cool...
So
I don't know. You tell me.
You guys ready for my not cool?
Yeah.
It's a humdinger. It's a doozy.
A humdinger. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. So we talked a little bit about this a couple weeks ago, Alex and I did. I don't think Cole was here. The guys who go into the movies, I'm talking like a sci-fi movie, a movie that's obviously not realistic at all, and then they come out of the movie and they're complaining about the movie not being realistic enough, like saying, I could never...
I saw Jurassic World.
I saw Jurassic World. And then I talked to some guys at work about it, and one guy, I'm not going to call him out by name because we all know him and he's a prick, and he was just complaining, saying, oh, I could never see that one happening. I could definitely see the first Jurassic Park happening, but this newer one... That just
the Velociraptor would never run that fast.
Write down this person's name, please.
You know his name.
I bet you I know who it is.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep, okay. Really?
Yep, that guy. With no hair at all on his head. He was complaining about how the...
Mr. Clean?
Yeah, Mr. Clean. Mr.
We actually work with him now. Right. Yeah. Apparently got fired from the cleaning business.
Exactly.
And he's in radio.
Absolutely. He lost the earring, though. And the mop. Anyways, but yeah, I told Alex a couple weeks ago the story about me seeing Transformers the first time when Transformers movie came out. And my friend was just with me saying, oh, I can never see stuff like that happening. Like, can't you just enjoy...
What do you go to the movies for?
Exactly, man. Don't you go to the movies? I knew Cole could relate to this because you go to the movies... Like, as an escape, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's an escape from reality. There's all the crazy shit going on, all the shootings, all the crazy politicians doing backwards and crazy stuff. You go to the movies as an escape. And when people don't... Anyways.
We're about to be underwater in Houston, Texas.
Yeah, seriously.
Again.
Let me see that.
That's what it was.
It just pisses me off when people don't understand that. You know, it's the same kind of thing with sports. When they take sports too seriously or too literally.
Right.
And, you know...
I'm guilty of that.
I know. Not as much as most people are.
Probably.
But sports and movies have a lot of the same parallels with people, like, getting behind stuff. Like, oh, you're a Star Wars guy? Oh, well, this guy's a Star Trek guy, so fuck that guy. Rather than being...
Absolutely.
Like, there's a lot... And that really didn't happen until, like, movies... Like, the internet came about and people could actually, like, form communities, like sports teams. Like, obviously fans could congregate at the stadium.
Right.
And so there's a community there, but, like, now movies are actually...
Yeah,
have, like... And like now everybody form. Thinks they know everything about movies.
Like you.
Well, I actually get paid to do that, and I have a degree in it, so yes, I do.
There you go. If you got a degree in it, then, you know.
But, anyway.
But yeah, so, that's my not cool. People not appreciating,
the escapism.
Escapism. Because, man...
I mean, but go watch the History Channel if you don't want that, like...
Seriously, man. Or turn on news radio or something. But
ooh.
I love...
The TV radio. Show?
No, the actual...
Oh, news radio. Okay.
I've never seen the TV show. Is it any good?
It's
pretty good.
From the 90s.
Is Joseph Gordon-Levitt in there?
No, he's not.
Joe Rogan's in it.
Yeah, Joe Rogan's in it. Andy Hitt. Phil Hartman.
Foley.
Dave Foley.
Foley.
Is Phil Hartman on that show?
Yeah, he died. He's the one that died, right?
Right.
His wife killed him.
Andy Dick is
on
it.
Yeah, his wife was in it, too, I think. I know she wasn't.
No, but I remember when Phil Hartman died, I was like, fuck, because I was, like, in love with
that was when Wiley was on the show.
Yeah.
We're still talking about news radio, right?
The show.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But anyway, so that's my not cool. People not appreciating a good escape, because there's nothing like... Good escape.
You know what is a good escape?
What's that?
Movies.
Shopping on Amazon.
Oh, yes. Whenever I'm feeling blue and just not
but
pretty.
You're feeling down. Just go buy some shit.
What if you're feeling green, fellas?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you could buy some supplies for
seriously.
That.
Seriously. Absolutely.
Well, you know, you may be like, hey, I'll just go to Amazon.com, but what you don't need to do is that. You need to just get rid of it from your toolbar and replace it with pastthegreatpod.com.
Yep.
Like, I want to go shopping on Amazon, but first let me check my favorite podcast website. And then you can click the episode, listen to it while you're shopping. You click the Amazon banner on the Past Great Pod homepage.
Give us a kickback.
Yeah, just buy your shit. You'll click it, one extra click. That's all you got to do. And it gives us a small, and I cannot tell you, I cannot emphasize how small the percentage is.
Almost nothing.
It's like, if you spend $150 on something, we might get a dollar out of it.
Seriously. And we will use that dollar.
So, I'm going to go buy something tonight on Amazon, actually.
But enough of them accumulate and we...
But it's only $18.
That's
what I'm buying.
We will take our...
Podcast isn't free. We actually spend thousands and thousands of dollars a month. Seriously. It's about $65,000 every 2 months to run this podcast.
$65,000?
I don't know if you guys have known that, but I am in severe debt. I'm really in a lot of debt.
And they're going to repossess your refrigerator.
They're taking shit every day.
Yeah, they are.
It's like, what? My coffee table's gone. Yep.
Bye, doggy.
No more dog.
Yeah.
What? No, they can't take care of it.
So if you want to help Alex keep his apartment...
PastTheGreatPod.com. Go to the Amazon banner. One extra click. Help the team out.
Mm.
Do it. Mm. Be a team player. Hey, also share us with a friend. That's how we move around.
Seriously. Are we going to talk about... Oh, wait.
Even
are
if, like, you want to share us...
Do you have to get out of here?
No, not yet. I have... What time is it?
It's 6 o'clock.
I can hang out for 15 more minutes.
All right.
Okay.
We don't... Let's not rush through this.
Well, you guys want to talk real quick about gay marriage?
Yeah,
gay people are able to get married. Everybody's happy now. Don't mix church and state. Okay, cool. Everybody has rainbow flags on their Facebook pictures now.
No,
moving on.
That's,
there it is.
That's cool. I think it's ridiculous, the opposition of it now. Where it's just like, well, they shouldn't be able to. And we're going to say they can't get married, even though it says they can.
Yeah.
But we're not going to let it.
I don't know any real reasons
why. You sound so close-minded when you do that shit.
Like our very own Attorney General, Ken Paxton.
Yeah, he's kind of a fuck.
Is he just trying to say about, like, the Ten Commandments and stuff like that?
The Ten Commandments! The Bible doesn't say...
Thou shalt not play with a man!
The whole part of America was religious freedom was a huge big deal.
You have to understand that...
not everybody reads the same playbook?
No. That this country, when it comes to gay marriage, we're in the middle of, like, an honest-to-God democratic process of figuring out which states wanted gay marriage and which states didn't want gay marriage.
What did Texas want?
Texas didn't want
gay marriage. Well, duh.
Well, right now, Texas did not want gay marriage, but, you know, 20 years ago, nobody wanted gay marriage.
Right.
Right? But eventually, it was growing more and more. I think it was like 14 states left did not want gay marriage, and Texas was one of them. But we're in the middle. All the representatives were eventually coming around on the gay marriage idea, but then, in one fell swoop, the Supreme Court decided, all right, fine, you know what, everybody has to agree on gay marriage. And that's the only problem I don't agree with about this whole thing is because...
They're foicing it upon...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
the federal government has no right telling the other states what to recognize and what not to recognize. If Texas does not want to, you know, recognize gay marriage, then they shouldn't recognize gay marriage. But if they do, then they should. I am for gay marriage. I wish that Texas would...
Stop being so close-minded?
Yeah,
sorry,
stop
putting
words.
Yeah,
exactly.
Pretty much
what
it is.
I align myself with the conservative side of the aisle and... That's the only problem I really have with these Bible-thumping, crazy whack jobs.
As corny as it is, like, love is love.
Right.
Love wins. Hashtag
love
wins.
I'm not hashtagging anything when I'm saying it, but, like, that's what it should be looked at.
Yeah.
As. It's like, if one person loves another person, they should be able to be married.
Right.
And they should also be able to be just as miserable as straight people are when they're married.
Right. Yeah. So, I don't know. On one hand, I'm glad that gays can get married. On the other hand, I'm not glad that the Supreme Court is out there making laws.
Well,
it's not their job to make
laws.
The
Supreme Court's also in the middle of the Confederate flag debate and all of that.
Right, that's state by state, which it should be.
Well, for now it is.
Right,
and
now
it's eventually going to be a
Supreme Court
thing.
Decides to, you know,
but,
what,
like, in Oklahoma City, their Supreme Court just said that they or just passed a thing, I think it's in the state capitol, they're making them take down a statue that had this Ten Commandments on them. And it's like, everybody's getting, like you're getting rid of everything now, and it's like, I get that, like, white people were mean at some... like, they've been mean. But, like, not all white people. Not all white people. And it was a long time ago. And, like, you know that, like, the next thing that's going to be done... I'm not saying that it's right. I'm not saying that what the Confederate flag stands for to some people is right.
What you're saying is whitey is getting shorter than a stick. Basically.
Right. Well, it's like, I get that, like, everybody was, like, white people and the Christians were persecuting everybody and were horrible to everybody. And now it's like... They're flipping it around, and now whites and Christians are the only people that are doing anything wrong, and, like, all of their shit's gone. Like, hey, Christianity's not cool. We can do whatever the fuck we want with, like, the Muslim stuff.
We'll stand up
that's
for
cool.
Muslims. It goes back to the freaking Walmart that made the ISIS cake but refused to make the Confederate flag cake.
And they said the guy didn't know what the ISIS flag was.
Right, which is, you know, bullshit.
It's just, it was comical how idiotic that is.
Right.
And I just... whites and Christians are the Indians.
Oh,
if you think about it.
We are the Indians. Well, I'm half an Indian, I guess. But yeah,
like,
we are the Indians.
The Indians were just chilling, and Columbus showed up and was like, hey,
shit on.
Let's have some meals with these guys. They'll teach us how to grow corn, and then we'll fucking kill them.
Yeah, I mean, there's
smallpox.
It's like affirmative action. There's
the case,
a girl out of Sugarland who graduated top 10 in her class, top 10%, and University of Texas. If you graduate top 10 in your class in Texas, then you automatically get into UT Austin.
Right.
She graduated top 10, but affirmative action kicked in. She didn't get a scholarship.
You want to hear something?
And that's bullshit.
Wait, how?
White, because she's white, and they'd rather have a qualified...
But top 10 guarantees it.
You would think. But they'd rather have an unqualified black person in their school than a qualified white.
But you can also have inner-city schools where the grades, the GPAs are not going to be high at all. But like at my high school, if you had a 4.0, you were not in the top 10%.
What do you mean?
Like if you had a 4.0 and weren't in honors classes or AP classes, like you were not in the top 10% of the class. But like in HI or inner city schools, like that, like you, if you have a 3.8, you could be in the top 10%.
Exactly.
So it's like it doesn't really like
right. It doesn't.
Like
work,
I understand,
right.
I understand what you're trying to do, and that makes sense.
I just
but then again,
to God.
I'm all for equality, but it's like it should literally be equal. Like
exactly.
You should hire a woman for the job if a woman is better than the man.
Exactly.
You should hire a black man for the job if the black man is the best candidate
we
for it. You shouldn't hire someone based on their
the
race. We're based on their gender.
Affirmative action.
Solely.
It's like we're starting to...
we're not
you know,
counting...
We're going to school,
and we're not learning anything.
We're promoting police captains and fire captains based on race and not based on qualifications. That's not right.
Just to make sure they're not white.
Just to make sure we got enough black people. Just to make sure we meet the quota.
There's a movie that...
I hope I don't come across as racist. I'm not intending to
do
that at all. I'm trying to say, like...
I think that...
Like, everybody's getting too serious about this shit, and everybody's making shit such a big deal about... Like, race is... Like, it is a big deal in a lot of things, and there are racists. I'm not saying there's not, but, like, I feel like everybody is looked at as a racist.
Yeah. Well, Barack Obama came out on Mark Maron's podcast and said, you know, America is racist. It's in our DNA. We're naturally racist. And that's a bad fucking message, because I refuse to believe that...
When you're born,
I don't think
when
you're
born, you don't have any prejudice.
Exactly.
A little kid has zero prejudice. You are
exactly.
born into an environment that teaches you things.
Right.
If you're
but
born
you
into
say,
an environment that teaches you... This love everyone.
When
I'm not saying
about,
that
like institutional racism, and if you, I can make the point. That,
I understand
that affirmative action is institutional racism,
but no,
that's,
it's not because it's against white. It's,
exactly.
it's towards whites, and it doesn't count if it affects
all
whites.
A whole lot of buaki is what it is, Alex.
There's a movie that came out in 1986 called Soul Man.
Soul Man.
Watch it. It has that. It has that song playing, and it's about a white student who just graduated from UC Berkeley, and he's trying to get into Harvard Law. But he won't get a full scholarship because he's a white man, so he paints himself in blackface.
Got what I've got.
And this is a major comedy that was in theaters in 1986. Go watch
somebody,
the trailer.
I think Chad recommended that movie to me like last week, which is so weird. I'd never heard of it before, but now I'm hearing about it every day. I'm a soul man.
So, yeah. Go check it out. So before I go...
You don't wanna hop in on some answers?
I was going to talk about movies.
You want to do that next week?
Well, no, because Magic Mike will be irrelevant next week.
All right. Hit us up with a quick...
Well, y'all don't seem like y'all care.
No. Well, you... All right. I've never seen a male that was so excited to talk about Magic Mike.
See, that's the thing.
I feel like if he's that excited, it must be a good movie.
I don't know if you guys
really pulls that excited.
I liked it.
I'm probably still not going to go see it.
I saw Magic Mike, the original. I thought the first came out, I just was like everybody else, and I was like, okay. But I saw it, and it's directed by a filmmaker named Steven Soderbergh.
Which I said sounds like an extremely gay Jew.
So, Soderbergh directed all the Ocean's movies.
It's too close to Soderbergh.
He's done a lot of really great stuff. He's a fantastic director. So anyway, he did the first one. He didn't do this one, but his like filmmaking team still did the movie. Magic Mike XXL is like, it's like an insane movie. It is like, it's fucking hilarious.
Uh-huh.
But it like, okay, it kind of like takes all these things that you're saying about it, about being like, oh man, I don't want to see a bunch of guys dancing around. And it just does it. And it does it in like the most ridiculous way possible. I mean, like, they have a character on that movie named Big Dick Richie by Joel Manganiello. And Channing Tatum is Magic Mike, of course, he's back. But like, this one plays
is
like.
Is he magic?
Kind of, yeah. Like,
does he have hats that he pulls rabbits out of?
Not stuff like that, but like he just like these guys. They just get so many like women, and it's great because like
does he play hide the sausage?
It's funny because like all the time you see in movies is like just women shaking their titties and stuff like that, but it's these guys shaking their dicks, and it's like. But if they're not, you don't actually see, like, dicks moving and bulges and stuff like that. But it's just, like, you do see a lot of women. And it's a really, like, erotic, like, sexy movie, like, in a lot of ways.
Jesus Christ, dude. You just called Magic Mike sexy.
Go watch the movie. I didn't say Magic Mike was sexy. I said the movie sexy. Go watch the movie. I'm pretty sure you're going to say it either way. But I'm taking a different standpoint to it. And it's, like, really subversive. And it's, like, really satirical. It, like, plays into all that shit that you're going to think about male strippers. And just amplifies it to a point where it's not, like, on a spoof level, like, Scary Movie. But it's, like, this really sharp satirical movie that is, like, really fun. It's just a bunch of bros hanging out. Like, they're popping Molly. They're hooking up with chicks. Like, they're drinking. They're partying. It's a big party movie. And it's a road trip movie. And it's really, really fun. And it has a lot of really cool people. Donald Glover pops up in it for a little bit.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Does it make you want to be a male stripper?
No, not at all. But it's like it has a really cool soundtrack, too.
You're a movie critic, so I feel like you...
I give it a really positive review.
Well, no, I feel
I
like,
really liked it.
I do feel like you're able to understand the good in a lot of movies that a lot of people may not necessarily find good.
That's all I wanted you to say. Yes.
Do you think that could be the case for this? Like, do you think if the average moviegoer...
Yes, I think
this is a little weird.
Yeah, I think there is stuff to like about this movie, but, like...
If you go in there having to find the positive and
the
negative.
I had to find the positive and the negative. And if
I go
somebody
in there,
walks
like,
out...
Is it worth the $20
to spend? Right. My friend... I got to go for free. But my friend Preston, who he didn't like it. Neither did his wife. But, like, I saw, like, a different take on it. And it just depends on how you take
hold
it.
On.
Like,
hold on. I'm sorry. I just thought of something. You told me a really funny story about when you were going to see Magic Mike.
Well, I was going to get to that. So, I go to see Magic Mike by myself, okay?
Uh-huh.
This, the person, the publicist, the screening rep who was there was like, oh, they call me James because that's my first name and that's what's on my email. They say, oh, James, I didn't expect to see you here. What are you doing here? I was like, I'm here to see Magic Mike. And she's like, really? And I was like, yeah, have you seen the first one? I was like, it's a pretty good movie. And she's like, I don't understand. And I was like, what don't you understand? She's like, you're here alone? And I was like, yeah. And she was like, are you gay? And I was like, no. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like,
are you sure?
Are you sure?
Are you
sure? Have you checked?
I was like, yes, I'm
have you checked on it?
I'm very sure. I was like, I just genuinely like this movie. I think it's, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know the second one was going
to
be so so funny.
For her to come out.
I was just like, okay. I wasn't offended, but
I
was
have been offended. Where do you get off? Who the hell do you think you are?
Who's the judge? That's not the
first time. I do declare.
That's not the first time someone has mistaken me for gay. I've gotten it a lot. Not a lot, but like, I've gotten
I
wouldn't
say that on the podcast.
I've gotten in a few. Like, what does it matter? So what?
We might get some tweets.
Yeah, we might get.
Yeah, even if I was gay, what would it matter?
It's at Words by Cole.
Exactly.
So
at Words by Cole.
But Magic Mike, man, I can get it if you guys saw it and you're like, oh, that was shit. But I get it. But there was a lot of things that I really like enjoyed. I just had a different reading on it than I think other people. Like, I read it as just this ridiculous comedy about just bros hanging out and just like living. Like, what's so cool is, like, now I realize since after being out of college, is, like, it's hard to live in the moment. You're always, like, thinking about the past or looking forward to something. And this movie's really all about, like, seizing the moment and just kind of, like, just living in it, even though the time is really short.
So you're saying pretty much the plot line of the movie is YOLO.
The plot of the movie is, like, oh, hey, there's a random stripper convention in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Let's drive there from Florida and just do it big and take a bunch of drugs and hang out with a bunch of girls.
Is it a male stripping convention?
Yeah,
oh,
it is a male stripping convention. Man. I just don't know why you're so, oh my god, I'm so repulsed by it.
It just didn't seem like a type of movie.
It's just the backdrop. It's just the backdrop of it. I mean, like, look at the cast. It has a really cool cast. I mean, Gabriel Iglesias
is in it. Think about it. Think
about it.
Again, think if they changed it and made it about actual strippers.
The first one is about actual strippers, and it's a really good
deep story. The first one just made, like, I didn't see the first one, but the commercials for it and all that just looked like it was the male version of Coyote Ugly.
Mm. I can get that. But that movie actually, like I said, Soderbergh is a really talented director and he puts a really good like visual style to it. And in this one, like, the soundtrack is really cool. Like, it has really cool, like, 90s R&B and hip-hop and stuff like that.
Does it take place in the 90s?
No, but it's just, that just plays into the ridiculousness of the whole movie. Like, male strippers, Like, my friends in Dallas, they had male strippers come into the screen before and grind on women.
Oh, I kind of pissed
off. I mean, it kind of pissed off a few people, yeah.
How dare.
But I liked it, and I saw the new Terminator last night. Not as bad as you would think as well.
Was Arnold all right?
Arnold was awesome.
Oh, yeah?
I'm actually about to go record a podcast right now just strictly about Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's why I'm
going to
leave.
He's going to leave our podcast.
Dude, I couldn't fit it all in. There's only so many hours in the day.
That's what she said.
Can you make me some bump music for movies, please?
We only do that when you're not here.
Yeah, seriously. You got a little thing going?
It worked out well. We got some good feedback.
Yeah, we did.
From who?
Everybody.
From all
the readers.
Come on now.
Prove it. Let me see this.
No. They send it to my personal mail. I don't like sharing that with people.
So, what time is it here?
It's like 6:20.
I can't do answers, guys.
No, I feel you.
Well, I want to see the answers because you told me that we had some exciting
just
stuff.
Just read a
today.
Couple. Come on,
we got some.
Read a couple while I'm packing up. Start it off.
We got some actual like real questions.
Oh, we do.
I feel like sometimes we do get questions every week.
Yeah.
But now we have
what the fuck?
We have
exactly
a couple of them. Let me just pick one for Cole since
he's backing up.
This is from Daniel Waleed. Now we can look on
is this a real person?
Yeah, we can look on the all of them are real.
Jesus.
Is he an android? Is he a Terminator?
So we actually have robots write to us sometimes. But Daniel, we can look on the thing and see where people are listening to the podcast from, like
mm-hmm.
the areas, and we have some from like the UK, it'll say.
Cool.
And so I was always like, who the fuck is listening to us there? I don't know anyone in there. But Daniel Waleed is one of them because he wrote it.
He's from the UK?
Yeah.
Hey, bruv, give us another right back real soon.
Good day!
No, that's Australia.
That was fucking horrible.
Bruv. I like it when they say that.
He says, long story short, I failed 3 exams, meaning I can't go on further to my 3rd year of university. That's how you know he's British, because he says university.
University.
I am in the UK, and I have no idea what I should do next. In the UK, we have student finance, and they only allow funding for a max 5 years. I think I will surpass that if I do another course, and I can't afford university. Should I look for a full-time job or an apprenticeship? Or something. I really am stuck and I have no clue what to do.
Fuck university. First off, come to America.
No.
Because you got a guy. You got 3 guys sitting at a table.
But first off, why do you think we were the best people to come to for advice on like?
I can give you some advice. Get an apprenticeship. Learn a trade. Learn what you want to do and stick with it. Start from the bottom and go and do it. Just do it now. Just like Shia LaBeouf said, just do it.
Do it.
Do it.
No. Here's my advice, man. Is to do what makes you happy, man. Don't do something that you fucking hate. Don't get a job that
don't
pays good.
It.
Dude,
and because you're
apprenticeship.
An apprenticeship.
Luke Skywalker was under Obi-Wan. He was his apprentice, and he turned out to be like, maybe the greatest Jedi.
He was chosen, though.
Yeah.
He was chosen. How do you know?
He didn't.
Daniel wasn't chosen.
Dude, seriously. Yeah, I mean, I would say keep on the course to school just because you've already been doing it.
No, I don't think so.
You've already been doing it.
Do they have, like,
why
night,
give it up?
Night school and stuff?
It depends on, we don't even know what he wants to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We need some more info from you, bro. Why don't you call in next week?
No, bro.
Call in.
Bro.
We take a lot of phone calls on this show.
Yeah, we do take a lot of phone calls. I need a little more information.
I feel like I really, like, care about answering it, because that was, like, a legitimate question you really asked.
I don't know, man.
I would say, I would look for a job, though, and kind of...
Does it say how old he is?
It does not say. I would assume he's around, like, 18 to 25.
Yeah.
Let's assume in that range.
Right.
Which is where we all are. If you could, they only have funding for 5 years. Yeah, I don't know. If you can go to, like, a community college type thing on the side and get, like, the classes that you could transfer, maybe.
Right.
While also going to a full-time job. It depends on what your job wants to be, though.
Sometimes your job doesn't even require a degree, man. I hear so many stories of these kids coming out of college and... You know,
Mac, I went to college for radio, and you didn't go to college for radio, and you have essentially the same job I have.
Pretty much. And,
it doesn't always pay off the way
it doesn't always pay off. Some jobs, you'd be surprised, you do not always need a college degree.
College degree helps, though, sometimes.
It does help.
It'll get you an interview.
And you can also throw it in people's faces later down the road. That's what I like to do, just like I did. It's like, well, I have a degree in film history and criticism,
well,
that
doesn't mean shit to me.
That just makes you an arrogant prick.
Yeah, seriously.
I didn't say it didn't.
So what else we got for answers?
Yeah, so just follow your heart and go with an apprenticeship and maybe a Jedi apprenticeship.
Exactly.
And every time we refer to this guy, he's bruv. Hey, bruv.
Hey, bruv.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move along to James Lugo's question. James Lugo says, my girlfriend has a son who is almost 7. She's a good parent, but wants to make sure her son is learning man skills. Mm. And use quotations for man skills.
Why? You don't need quotations.
I don't know. I guess she must say, "Man, hey, I wanted to learn man skills. Okay. I want to help, so what should I teach him?" All right, Cole's on his way out. Outwards, right. Bye, Cole. See you later, buddy.
See you, man. Have fun recording that podcast, bro. Couldn't have been louder with that door.
So, he wants to help.
The podcast is called Filmageddon, everybody.
Jesus Christ. Just shameless plug at the end of it, huh?
Edit that out.
All the time. No, we'll leave it in there. We'll leave it in there, make him happy. Girlfriend's son is almost 7. She's a good parent. Wants her son to learn man skills.
Right.
So he wants to know what man skills, quote unquote.
How to change a tire.
That's a good one.
How to start a fire. How to get laid.
Do you know how to start a fire?
Yeah, man. Get some fucking gasoline, some lighter fluids.
Okay, like that. I thought you meant like.
Like in the woods.
This is how you rub sticks together. No, son, no, get some flint.
I was never in the Boy Scouts. No. How to change a tire is very important. How to shave, obviously.
Yeah.
How to talk to a
woman. How to throw a football, baseball. How to throw a
football, baseball. Don't throw like a girl.
That's probably the most important thing you could ever teach. You do not
want to be like at a company softball game.
You don't want to be that guy.
And, you know, everybody's like, all right, guys, come on. We're going to, you know, play some softball or whatever. And that guy, you know, don't like a girl. That's embarrassing. But anyways, yeah. Change a tire, how to throw a ball, how to shave. Simple things. You can honestly, you know, pick a fucking hobo off the street. He'll teach him these things. Or I guess you can teach him these things since you're the boyfriend.
I bet the mom would rather the boyfriend teach him instead of a hobo.
Make sure it's like a...
Because a hobo might be like, hey, use this needle.
Right. Or hey, take this bag across the street.
Here, we'll stand on the side of the road and hold this sign. That's how you make money.
Bend over.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want that.
That's just risky. We're getting into risky business.
Yeah. Really, very risky business. When he gets a little older, maybe how to drive a stick. Even though I don't know how to drive a stick.
I don't know how to drive a stick.
You don't know how to drive a stick, man.
Everything's going to be automatic by that time exactly. Anyways. So unless he's into like vintage cars, you're good.
Yeah. That's about it.
How to grill.
Yeah.
I guess that's kind of starting fires and starting hand with that.
But once you know how to grill, man, you're pretty much set for food, dude. Mm-hmm. Do you grill a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's been raining a lot lately, so I don't have the opportunity to, but I try to as much as I can.
Yeah, man.
All right. So what are some man skills?
Yeah,
hopefully that works out, James. Right, Chris Henley. These are back to some of the weirder ones before we finish up with another. What is your favorite shade of gray?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'd like the...
I like the 30th shade.
I like the smoke gray. I guess I'd say it was probably about shade number 44. Mm-hmm. If I recall correctly, it was shade 44.
I have two.
Okay.
I like the closest shade.
Chris really likes gray.
Yeah, I just love gray. I like the closest shade to black and then the closest shade to white. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like on a spectrum. You'd have
just white the top and the bottom? And,
right, the top and the bottom. You know.
If you were like, in an Olympic judging competition, they'd throw both of those out, though.
Exactly, they would. I don't know what my favorite shade of gray is.
We're answering. They're asking the tough questions. We got to answer.
I know.
That's what we do here on Pass the Grape. Oh, by the way, don't forget that if you got any questions for us, email them to us at passthegravypod@gmail.com or tweet them at passthegravypod on Twitter, at Alex J. Middleton for me on Twitter, and at Chris Hogan 94 on Twitter. My bad.
No, that's cool, man.
You don't really tweet.
I tweet all the time, man. Don't say that to the people.
But if you guys will start writing to him, he'll start tweeting. Yeah, I'll start doing something. So our favorite shades of gray. We already answered that one now.
Yeah, what do we got?
Is egg drop... This is from Noah Bruner. Is egg drop soup the clumsiest of all the soups?
Egg drop soup. I used to love egg drop soup, but now it just makes me gag.
Really?
Oh, I can't stand it.
I don't think you can get wrong with that. They're, like, Asian soups are, like, the best.
You think so?
Wonton, egg drop, and miso. Soup.
Oh, miso.
Like, those three,
yeah, wonton,
pretty strong category.
But I like any kind of soup, man. Like,
it's hard to fuck up a soup.
It's hard to fuck up a soup, man. Like, any Campbell's or... Progressive or
chunky? Like, do you like chunky?
Oh yeah, man.
When it's wintertime, I think you can get like $3 for $5.
Mom, the chunky.
Yeah, and then Victor Cruz was.
Oh yeah,
and then Richard Sherman. Yeah, now.
Sherman. So there you go, chunky. But anyways, egg drop soup, the clumsiest of all soups.
You can got it. It's argument. Got an argument.
You can make that argument.
Like what else? Split pea soup.
Ooh.
I could say could be pretty clumsy.
Yeah.
Split his pants.
What's your favorite kind of soup, my friend?
Ooh, I don't know.
Remember that episode of SpongeBob where he ripped his pants?
Uh-huh, and I. Rip my ass!
Dude, and then did that awesome song at the end. Oh, SpongeBob.
References to SpongeBob. Those were the days.
Those were the days, my friend.
Times were simpler back then.
Yes, they certainly were.
Milkshakes cost a nickel.
Oh, yes.
I don't think they did.
Burger and fries cost you a dime.
I would say egg drop, but I don't know. Because I guess dropping, is that worse than splitting something?
I think dropping is worse than splitting.
So then I guess it's a slight edge over split pea. But my favorite soup, it's hard to go against chicken noodle.
Right.
It's pretty classic.
I love it.
But then, like, a baked potato soup.
Oh, yeah.
Like a cheesy baked potato. Have you ever been a super salad?
I have.
They got that baked potato soup.
Absolutely.
It's the best.
You ever been to the Panera Bread?
I have. You know, and if you get the bread bowl, holy fuck.
Yes, sir. I think we've talked about that.
No, we could still talk about it.
We could talk about that bread bowl all day.
I think I'm getting a half right now.
You're talking about the cheesy broccoli deal, right? Mm. Oh, so delicious. So delicious.
I want to go get broccoli soup now.
Absolutely.
We've got to move on.
All right,
it's making me hungry.
Seriously.
Brandon Hayes writes in and says, how many people need to be moving together before they're a parade?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see. Does it matter how many people need to move together or, like, what's going on? Cause,
yeah, like, if you have... I would say, like,
if Baltimore a few weeks ago, we had a mob of people moving together. That wasn't a parade. That was a freaking mob.
Okay, but, like, what if you have one float?
If you have one
float. When you introduce a float and there's multiple people, would that be considered a parade?
Yeah, I guess you can consider that, like, a poor man's parade.
The poor man's parade, yeah.
Poor man's parade.
It might not be, like, it's not no Macy's Day.
Right, no.
No Macy's Thanksgiving parade, but... I mean, you can only do what you got the resources for. It's no Rose Bowl parade.
Absolutely not. But I think you need at least 25 people in a decent float.
25? Do you have to have a band?
Yes.
You have to have a band.
You have to have some kind of music going.
It be from the float?
And you also need the two announcers describing what's coming down the road. You know what I mean?
Only if it's televised.
I
guess you'd have the PA guy.
Yeah.
You could have one guy.
You know.
But here we go. It's Snoopy. It's Kevin. Oh, my gosh. This is a classic for all the children. I know you grew up. You had Snoopy. He slept on top of the doghouse because he was a crazy dog.
Oh, yeah. I don't really care.
Chris and Alex live from the parade.
The parade. Oh, yeah.
I would say you need at least one float.
Yeah, one float.
One float, throwing
one
some
music,
and I would maybe three people.
Right. And maybe one chick sitting in the back of a Cadillac.
So it takes two to tango.
Yeah.
If you have two people, you're just tangoing.
Right. So you're saying it takes two people for a parade?
No, I think at least three
a
float.
At least three and a float. Okay. I see that.
Or 10 people marching.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know about marching, because marching, like the Nazis marched. And they weren't really in parades.
Mm. Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
there we go, and we have one more question.
Una mas.
And this is from Dylan Echeverria, and this is a very long, detailed question.
How is Dylan spelled?
D-Y-L-A-N.
Like good old Bob.
He says, all right, so a little bit of a backstory. I'm moving to a new city soon, and my ex also lives in that city. I was thinking of just messaging her now to ask her to meet and catch up before we just walk into each other and stuff gets all awkward.
Yeah.
So we didn't really break up in a fight or anything, but on the other hand, it wasn't a real relationship to begin with. We were mostly just really close friends, but I had strong feelings for her, and she always just said that she didn't know about her feelings.
Oh, that means basically he was into her and she was not into him at all.
She's just not that into you.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad and fucked me over quite a bit. But it was also quite some time ago, and we were still, like, best friends back until I just said that I can't do it anymore.
Mm.
So it's not that unlikely that we could just be friends again, since my feelings should be mostly gone. Or at least I hope so.
This guy has too much feelings.
So, he's really... I like that he's actually being...
Yeah.
This is probably the most detailed question we've gotten, because he's explaining all the back shit that we could be like, what the boy, you didn't tell us this, didn't tell us this. So, yeah, what is the least weird way to message her? It's probably not... Hey, what's up? Haven't heard from you in a while. That I would agree.
Well, the most decent way is to be honest and say, "Hey, man," or "Hey,
I will be moving to your city,
to your vicinity."
I was wondering if maybe we could get coffee or something,
really, or something, a cheeseburger.
Are you moving? I mean, because if you're moving to like a big city, the odds of you running into her are not like super great.
You're moving into like I don't know, some tiny podunk town in Mississippi. you might see each other at the general store.
I mean, like, if you think you got a shot at being friends with her, and you don't, like, if it didn't end super weird, and you guys technically weren't dating like you say, then...
I would kind of find out if she has a boyfriend beforehand, because if she has a boyfriend and she kind of fucked you up in the past, knowing that she has a new boyfriend now is probably going to fuck you up even more.
Right, but if you're already moving there regardless...
Her, I don't know.
Like, if you're not moving there for her, you're moving there because...
Maybe you should just ignore it, and if you see her, you see her. If you don't...
I don't know, because if you want to be friends with her... Like,
he obviously wants to see her and be friends with her.
Right, but you also, like, when you go to a new... When you move to a new place, you may not know anybody. So right. He's trying to just, like, I've got connections. I know someone. I would like to at least, like, start off that way. Maybe she can introduce him to somebody that could later... I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah.
I would just, like, just be real about it. Be like, look, hey, I'll be moving to your town. Just wondering, maybe we could get together or something. Like, right. Don't make it a pressure-filled situation. Just kind of assess it as you go and be smart about it.
Don't think too much into it. Just go for it.
When you think into it too much, you always fuck it up. You're That's what's happened in my
in your experience, my
experiences. Yeah, yes,
I would have to concur, my good man.
Yeah. So just be real, dude.
Follow
just be
your real. Heart.
Just be like, hey, hey, I got here's my number. You know, just text me if you feel like getting together. I'll be moving in around here. Mm-hmm. Maybe she'll give you her number back or not. Who knows? But it's worth a shot.
It is worth a shot.
I don't think we got anything left.
Well, is that it, man? You don't have anything else for me?
Nothing else in the tank.
Well, there you go. Thanks a lot, Past the Grave listeners.
We will be back with episode 75 next week.
Is that, what is that, like the silver episode? Is that?
I don't know.
Oh,
the three-quarter mark?
Yeah.
It was not as great as episode 69, but...
Absolutely not.
It's
but good old 100
sense,
is coming
right?
up.
Yeah. There's
about 26 more episodes.
It's not any bad. All right, guys. At Alex J. Middleton.
And at Chris Hogan 94.
At Words by Cole for that guy that left early to go to another podcast. His is called Filmageddon. Yeah. It's not as good as ours, but it's decent. They don't have readers.
Just
I'll tell you that much.
Talking about movies. You get enough of that here.
He knows his shit, though, so
yeah, I guess.
It's worth listening. Amazon banner, pastthegravepod.com. Share us with a friend. And don't forget to always pass the gravy, bitches.
See you.
On a dusty road, good loving, I've got a truckload, and when you get